5.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things out by going right into your phone calls. That is the point of the show. We go to the amp lines, talk to Cooper in Colorado. Cooper, you are on Free Talk Live. Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. So.
What's on your mind tonight?
Anyway, I'm sitting on the grass in here in Colorado. My mom is in a meeting. I'm sitting out in the grass talking to my dad, who is in New Hampshire right now. I'm sitting there talking to him, and this cop car rolls up to me. I'm sitting on the grass. And these two cops come out of the car, immediately have their hands on their guns, and come up to me and demand that they see my ID.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I was completely unprepared for this. I was like, why, officer? Just show me some ID. Why, officer? So we're looking for a guy who looks like you. And
of course.
I kind of took my dad's advice and, I was like, all right, screw it. I just gave him my ID. He took it, and he's like, all right. And he gets him. Because the next time,
obey.
A cop asks you a question, you need to obey immediately. Like, yeah, sure, whatever. It really felt like shouting an obscenity at them, but that would be a bad idea. Yeah, but my dad's advice to me was, you know, it's great to be active in this kind of stuff, but wait until you get to New Hampshire until you have someone to bail you out. And I'm on my way, so.
I'd like to read the Fourth Amendment for those that might be sitting there thinking, punk kid didn't listen to what the cop said. He's lucky he didn't end up in jail. It's the right of the people to be secure in their persons, right? I mean,
right.
Your identity should be part of your person. Houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. Did these cops show you any kind of probable cause to demand your ID?
No, they just made some crap up.
Yeah, they seemed like they were actually doing something, but who knows?
Yeah, well, you never know. Exactly. I mean, they're very good at lying and pretending things. I'm surprised they didn't push it further and just try to search you and stuff like that just because they could, you know, get away with it. They love the exigent circumstances excuse of, we're on the lookout for a mad bomber. He's in the area somewhere, and you look kind of like him with that curly hair. You know, then they use those excuses to come into people's houses and stuff and do all kinds of privacy-violating measures.
Right, and it was totally strange, and I really felt like saying, no, I don't have any to show you, but I really have nobody here that would know anything more to bail me out. So.
Right. Well, I know there are some activists that don't even want to get bailed out because that would require signing paperwork. Sending government paperwork, though some have suggested you may be able to sign it like under duress or all rights reserved or any or something like that. Wayne, have you ever seen that approach, the all rights reserved?
Yeah, you sign in small caps TDC for threat, duress, coercion after your signature. People do that.
I think that one might be too obscure because it's not a common the TDC is not a common acronym. Mm-hmm. People don't really know what that is. But it doesn't take that long to write "all rights reserved" out on top of your signature. It's just another idea for those that feel like they must sign a government paperwork at the threat of a gun. Essentially, okay, well I'll sign it. Oh, what, you don't like that? Well, it's part of my signature. You know, they can't tell you how you can and can't sign things, right?
It's true.
So consider that if you ever feel coerced into signing government paperwork. I can't tell you it's going to do anything for you, but at least it's something. It's an idea.
You got to say that. You know?
Yeah. So interesting story, Cooper, and I do agree with your dad's sentiment that while it's a good idea to practice activism before you get to New Hampshire, it's also not a good idea to end up in the pokey while you're really literally just months away from being here permanently.
No one's going to back you up there in Colorado.
Of course, that hasn't stopped our friend Sam in Texas from continuing to continuing his adventures in legal land down there, and I'm expecting to get a phone call from him tonight. He did call me this morning after he got out of court, so they didn't throw him in the pokey today, which is good news. Cooper, any other stories for us tonight?
Well, I just wanted to say that I'll be heading out there around the end of August, and I'll be there to stay.
Oh, cool. That's exciting. congratulations in advance on that, and looking forward to seeing you here.
You going to college there, here, Cooper?
Yeah, I'm going to take a year off and live in Manchester and do some activism and establish residency, and then I'm going to be going to college in Plymouth.
I think that a young man should work before he goes to college, at the very least, my opinion.
If you don't know what you want to do, there's no reason to be in college. And if you haven't made up your mind as to which direction you want to go in, there's no point in floating around college while you figure all that out. So I agree with that.
Yeah, Cooper, that's an expensive year.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
I think that if you're going to do the core requirement thing, because basically the first 2 years of college is the same for everybody at
that's
university.
True. For the most part.
If you're going to do the core requirement thing, do it at community college where it's significantly less
cheap.
Costly, and you don't have to pay for, what is university? It's an excuse to get away from the parents' house, which, you know, I mean, that's a crappy reason to go living out on your own so that you can go out and,
do that anyway.
Yeah, you can go out and party and drink. I mean, that's what college students are doing at university,
right.
Especially the first 2 years. A great deal of them are out there just partying.
That said, once you do figure out what you want in life, and if you do determine that college is going to be a prerequisite for getting what you want, then it's cool to have liberty-oriented people in college campuses, because that certainly wouldn't be a bad thing.
Sure. If you're going to be an architect, you probably will need college. But I'll tell you what, if you had a year at an architect's office before you went to college, that's even better, because they'll, you know, at 5:15 an hour, they need people to run papers around, make coffee, do all kinds of things.
I tell you what, there's two fields. I've been telling my kids right now to get into. One is engineering, because there's about 10 lawyers coming out of colleges now for every engineer. We need engineers. They're
and
the ones who design stuff, to build stuff, to make stuff, to have a good economy.
Right, and in America, there's a dearth of American engineers. There's a great deal of Indian engineers, and they live in America, and lots of Asians in the engineering field. But, you know, the fact is, race matters a little bit, and there's just not that many white engineers coming out, and so, you know, Put a few white engineers in there, and then you can, people care about those things. If they have no white engineers on their staff, they're liable to hire one just to keep the quotas up.
Well, there's also a lot of engineers who are retiring now, too, that were educated back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, who are going to be retiring soon. The other field is geology, because right now, with the resources getting expensive as they are, you may see a big uptick in the demand for geologists with oil companies, with mining companies, et cetera, because all those guys are old and getting ready to retire, too.
Mm, interesting.
You sound like a white nationalist with your white engineer thing. Americans? You mean Americans aren't taking engineering jobs?
I don't mean that. No, I mean that white Americans aren't taking engineering.
Black Americans? Are they going in engineering?
Not really, no. Indian and Asians coming out of the engineering schools in America. They're American citizens, and I don't want to diminish that in any way. All I'm saying is race matters in hiring, and it does. And so,
I thought it was just mostly people from other countries that were coming over.
That's happening, too.
Yeah. That was even happening back in the 70s and 80s. But the point is, a lot of Americans have gotten lazy, and they take these courses in college, just get through college quickly and get a degree. But, you know, what can you do with that piece of paper when you get out? You have to have a marketable skill or profession when you get out. Otherwise, you're wasting your money in college.
Right. Your communications degree and your degree in liberal arts or the French horn or sociology, unfortunately, they're just not that valuable.
Unless you're going to become a college professor and teach sociology, but those jobs are far and few between.
Yeah,
sure. But a lot of people come out with a bachelor's in sociology, which that's just, you know, that's bartender material there.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a story we didn't get to last night, but we mentioned it briefly, and it's about the Border Patrol. And apparently, the government bureaucrats are saying that corruption's up on the border. Huh.
What a surprise.
Well, I wonder why that would be.
Has it been the crackdown in illegal immigration enforcement?
That would seem to be the obvious answer. According to Reuters, Border Patrol agent Reynaldo Zuniga was arrested last month, lugging a bag of cocaine up from the Rio Grande, one of a growing number of law enforcement officers accused of taking bribes from drug gangs. Former colleagues say Zuniga used to wait until agents in the South Texas town of Harlingen were distracted with paperwork and then slip down to the river and help them smuggle drugs from Mexico. The increasing use of bribes by Mexican drug cartels to corrupt agents comes as Washington is sending $400 million to help Mexico's army-led war on the trafficking gangs, whose brutal murders have surged to unprecedented levels. Well, that's a great idea. Let's give the Mexican military $400 million to fight a war on drugs, because they're not corrupt, right? More coming back. I'll give you the rest of the story. This is Free Talk Live.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources. July 16, 2008, gold opened at $979.70. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,007.45, $496.05 for half ounce, and $248.03 for quarter ounce. That's $1,007.45, $496.05, and $248.03.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One credit counseling agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, including the wiki. Over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our site. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Travel less, meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. And that's W-E-B-E-X. WebEx.com. Enter promo code 600, that's 600, and start your free trial of WebEx today. We got some results back from the WebEx advertising, and they've been doing quite well on the show. Apparently, we
That's fantastic.
Yeah, apparently the show's populated by internet geeks. Who would have thought?
Good. I'm glad somebody is trying out their software, because I've heard good things about it.
Yep.
So,
seems to be working for them.
WebEx.com. All right, 800-259-9231. A little more on this story here out of Texas about the Border Patrol agents in being caught up in ever more border corruption cases than they, for instance, might have been caught in a decade ago. And a little more information. We continue with your calls here. The increase of the use of bribes by Mexican drug cartels to corrupt agents comes at the same time that Washington is sending $400 million to help Mexico's army-led war on the trafficking gangs, whose brutal murders have surged to unprecedented levels. $400 million going into the hands of Mexican army members from the U.S. government. How do you think the anti-immigration zealots would feel about that one, just out of curiosity?
They'd be outraged.
Probably would be pretty upset about that. But beyond that, the money's going to be completely wasted, because the levels of corruption in the Mexican government are, if not as high as the U.S. government, much higher.
I think so. You know, the corruption's less institutionalized.
Right.
So instead of a fee, it would be a bribe. To me, it's essentially the same thing. You know, where's the bribe going versus where's the fee going? I think people don't like the idea that the bribe might be going directly into the officer or bureaucrat's pocket, whereas a fee goes into the general coffers. What difference does it really make?
Well, right. There's virtually no welfare in Mexico, so that's how they extract money from the populace. Through bribes.
These $400 million coming from the taxpayers is likely going to go into the pocket of some of those gangs. It's certainly going to go into the pocket of some corrupt military officials. And, I mean, it's just, who do these people think they're fooling? Remember, these people in Washington, are they fooling themselves into believing this $400 million is actually going to go for the purposes they believe it's going for? How could you possibly not understand what's going on down there?
I don't think in politics you worry about those things. I think you worry about what's going to look good.
Who's going to scratch your back for the $400
yeah.
million, basically? Well, officers,
it's not their $400 million. It's the taxpayers' $400 million, so, you know, what do they care?
That's true. Officer Zuniga, the Border Patrol agent, caught with cocaine. He was actually doing the trafficking this time. Instead of just taking a bribe, he was involved in actually moving the stuff. He was, according to one of his coworkers, he was a good agent and a hard worker. I can't understand why he would do this. We're supposed to be protecting our borders, said a former colleague of his, another Border Patrol agent. Well, you don't really...
He's probably immersed in the same stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's so full of it. How could you not understand? It's cash, my friend. Cash talks.
It's the lure of easy money.
Yeah. And it is easy. Data on agents convicted of graft are not made public, isn't that convenient? But the U.S. government is probing hundreds of border corruption cases where a decade ago it said it just saw a few dozen a year. A few dozen a year versus hundreds now. The FBI, that's what we need. We need a bigger crackdown. We need more agents at the border, right? That'll solve the problem. Oh, no, that won't. All that means is drug prices will go up slightly, because the drug cartels will just have to pay off more guys. That's all.
That's it, you know.
Just have to pay the supervisor now, basically.
You know, it's just not a solution putting more people on the border.
And,
sorry.
You know, really, it's not going to – while drug prices will go up somewhat as a result of it, you have to remember that when you're talking about crossing the border – you're talking about, in many cases, sure, there's some small-time action down on the border, but we're talking, for the most part, 18-wheelers and stuff like that loaded with drugs. I mean, these are the big shipments that are multi-million-dollar level kind of drug shipments. And if right now you're having to pay off 3 to 5 border guards at a cost of $20,000 per guard, adding in a few more border guards to that isn't going to significantly, when you distribute another $20,000 across, you know, 200 pounds of marijuana or cocaine, it really only comes out to a few dollars per pound to increase.
I understand what you're saying there, the thing is that's, it's not quite that simple. The more guards there are, the less likelihood that you'll get a bribe across, simply because there'll be one, you know, one staunch guy in there that will mess everything up for everybody, or the
That's
fear that one guy is going to do that. But when you're talking about an area as vast as the border is, then you the amount of people that you have to put down there is just phenomenal. Now, it may very well
right,
stop
no.
a tractor trailer coming through a particular area, but it won't
right,
stop.
You can't
it.
Drive that across the desert.
Right. Well, but there are roads all over the border. They're
yeah.
all over. So, I mean, it's a really long border. It's half mm-hmm. the nation long. So you can't have agents at every stop. And if you do have agents at every stop, you only have one or two or something like that. And that's where you're going to see it happen. It's going to happen less in El Paso and happen more in, you know, some little obscure place.
Well, a question we can't really answer beyond speculation is how deep does the corruption run? I mean, if it turns out that supervisors are already being paid off in some places and that goody-goody gets the job and he finds out that some of his other people, including people that are above him in the agency, are corrupt, then you could have a situation where he's just too darn scared to do anything. I mean, because you remember, we are talking about the illegal drug world, and the Border Patrol is just as likely, the corrupt Border Patrol agents are just as likely as, you know, a gang member, as a regular gang member across the border to execute somebody that isn't going along with the plan. So if you're that frightened of what your superiors who are on the take might do to you, that could be enough to just keep you quiet and look the other way. It could be enough to convince even a goody-goody to just take the payment and look the other way.
And looking the other way is it's a heck of a lot easier than being involved.
That's what all that is. That's all it takes to get an 18-wheeler through is to look the other way. You don't bring the drugs dogs around it. You just let it pass through, and your job is done. You don't have to do anything else.
You know, and those are the kind of things that are easiest to slide by.
Right.
Is you know, the things that are difficult to prove. How do you know that a bureaucrat was, you know, acting like a bureaucrat and having a cup of coffee, or was in fact in cahoots with these people?
Great
that's
question.
That's difficult to prove. Now, if you can prove, you can set up a sting operation with the FBI that says you can get the guy who's in charge, the chief bureaucrat there, that might make it so the other bureaucrats, you know, don't want to play, you know, don't want to be good guys. If you can get the chief bureaucrat to accept a bribe to take, you know, 20 kilos of cocaine or something like that, then that's a lot easier to nail someone down on. Whereas if somebody's taking money from, you know, some Mexican gang to look the other way when you know, people are brought across the border, what do you do with that?
Some put the rise in bribery down to a recent tightening of border controls and a jump in hiring new agents. Smugglers can offer hundreds of thousands of dollars to get past the heavily policed border with drugs and immigrants, much more than a border agent or sheriff even makes in a year. More coming back. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saver brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saver Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Innerknobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's Innerknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. All at Innerknobs.com. 800-259-9231. A little more on this story from Reuters about the Border Patrol agents. According to the government's, U.S. government's own admission, the increase in corruption probes is quite intense down there in the Border Patrol region, where they're now looking into hundreds of cases per year, as opposed to maybe a couple dozen is what they would have had, as they said, 10 years ago.
Mm.
So a serious increase in the amount of corruption going on down there, which is inevitable. If they're going to expand the Border Patrol bureaucracy, a bureaucracy whose job it is to enforce prohibitions on drugs and prohibitions on people crossing borders, then there's going to be people who are going to be buying those guys off. And it's kind of interesting to learn some of the ways they do that. As the Reuters story points out, smugglers can offer hundreds of thousands of dollars to get past the heavily policed border. I'm imagining that's hundreds of thousands of dollars per year is what can go through. They're not going to give $100,000 on one trip through. So you'll get, 20 here, 20 there, 20 there. That sort of thing is probably...
I don't know. I mean...
You don't pay your... It wouldn't make sense to pay somebody in advance for
an entire year's worth of smuggling just because they could get fired or
whatever.
Who knows
that it's for a year's worth of smuggling? It may be just for one trip.
Hard to imagine, but I suppose it's possible.
You're talking about, I don't know, this is for drugs, right?
Yeah, it is.
And I understand that I may be showing ignorance here, but when you're talking about kilos and kilos of cocaine, half a semi-truck full of cocaine, that's a lot of cocaine. When you start banging that out to grams, $100,000, it's
true.
Really much.
It's true. Well, anyway, gangs also use attractive women as bait, setting a honey trap to entice officials. One agent told Reuters that as his sniffer dog searched a freight train for immigrants and drugs in the Texas borderlands, he said, "I was offered sex to let a woman across the Rio Grande, but I have a family and I turned her down." So I wonder how many people would say yes to an attractive Latina lady from one of these gangs.
That's pretty tough.
Corruption south of the border is a major hurdle to Mexican President Felipe Calderon's quest to crush drug gangs, with up to half the country's police thought to be crooked. Spiraling drug violence has killed 1,700 people in Mexico this year. U.S. anti-drug... I wonder what the honest... they say up to half of the country's police in Mexico is believed to be crooked. Nobody has ever speculated on what percentage of American cops are crooked. All you ever hear is, oh, it's only a few bad apples. But no one has ever taken the time to do any sort of speculation. I don't know where they get those numbers from Mexico, that half are crooked. I don't know where that even comes
Everyone
from.
Everyone is crooked, raise your hand.
Right. Yeah, where does that... I don't know where they pull those numbers, but I'd love to see somebody make an estimate for what the corruption level of the police in America is. I believe it is far more than just a few bad apples, but I have no real evidence to go on.
We also, we've been hearing for the past few years this big uproar over Mexican immigrants. We have to remember that Mexico is a client state of the U.S. If Washington really wanted to stop all these people pouring over the border, they would, because they have really control over the Mexican government, because they give them foreign aid and other assistance. So to say that this is happening and our government's doing nothing about it is only telling part of the story.
So we continue here with a little bit more about the money. The campaign, anti-drug officials have pointed to higher street cocaine prices as proof of tighter border controls. But the campaign is weakened by cases like that of a Border Patrol agent and his brother in Texas who netted $1.5 million by letting tons of marijuana through checkpoint inspection lanes from 2003 to 2005. So that's $1.5 million. Let's see, that's one. Wow, that's a lot of money.
yes, it is. And how many? That's three guys, you said?
Two guys.
$1.5 million.
Yep, that's a lot of jack. That's 104 weeks over 2 years. That's $14,000 a week.
They must have looked like Richard Pryor, and I can't remember this movie, but what the movie is, but he stole some money from work and pulls up the next day in like a Ferrari. I wonder who did that.
And why? Because drugs are illegal.
Right, and so it's funny that the anti-drug official are saying that, well, because cocaine is a higher price on the street, that's proof that the border controls are working? No, it's not. All that's proof of is that the money supply is inflating, and they're paying off more border guards. That's all. There's still drugs coming through. You're not stopping anything.
Yeah, the cost of doing business is higher now.
Exactly. In one case, showing the breadth of the problem... Two California-based employees of Wackenhut, a contractor that transports detained illegal immigrants, were charged last month with freeing those immigrants for $2,500 each.
Hmm.
Also, in June, police arrested an L.A. attorney for U.S. ICE, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, for allegedly accepting huge bribes to issue green cards and other papers. According to a special agent who oversees ICE's corruption investigations, this was an amazing compromise of our system and its integrity. And I'm telling you, it's not the only one. Smugglers are willing to do anything to get people into the country, and they'll move anything for a dollar. U.S. Inspector Richard Elizalde, arrested in 2006, was paid $70,000 to let through hundreds of immigrants after a persuasive female smuggler he met at the San Ysidro crossing became his lover.
What a surprise.
A sudden influx of Border Patrol agents may have worsened the problem. The number of agents along the border has jumped now to more than 14,700 from less than 9,000 4 years ago, so it's gone up over 50%. Agents receive intense training and ethics courses, but some officials worry about the
ethics
training
courses. Ethics courses are not going to stop somebody from taking a bribe. I'm sorry, it just doesn't make any sense that it would.
You can increase their pay, too, and that won't stop them either. You can increase the Border Patrol agent's pay to $100,000 a year and a $20,000 you know, bonus is still going to look good.
It is. I think that at $100,000 a year, you will get you know, a higher caliber.
You'll also get taxed, too, a whole lot.
You will. But when you look at... Let's look at honesty for a minute. And I'm not saying that this compares completely, because stealing and letting a human being cross an imaginary line in the dirt are two different things. But look at bank tellers. Bank tellers don't make a great deal of money. Maybe, sure. I don't know, I'm going to speculate, $10 an hour where I am and, you know, most of the places. You know,
maybe a little more.
I don't think much more.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, they don't make that's not the high earning. But these women, and you know, some cases men. It seems like women everywhere I go. These people, they're entrusted with a great deal of money. It's a job where you have to be ethical and not steal. Unfortunately, ethics aren't worth that much in the marketplace.
Well, that's true, Mark. But you know, in a bank, every dollar is accounted for, so they have to a teller has to balance every day. So it's very difficult to steal
that's
money.
True.
There's cameras everywhere. But when you're on a border, you can look around and say, I won't get caught because it's 20 grand. It's a little easier to take the money and hide it out someplace.
Hell yeah,
nobody
sure
knows where it came from.
Let's go talk to Nigel in Texas. He's on the AMP line. Nigel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, so I am working at an office that is contracted by the government to build part of the border fence.
Okay. Oh, my.
And so there's a lot that I can't talk about, but what I do want to bring up is whether I'm a bad person for getting paid for that or not. And I don't think I am.
Okay, what's your rationale?
The rationale for that is it's not going to stop anything, as y'all discussed. You know, anybody can bribe a Border Patrol agent. So it may, you know, it may raise the price of cocaine by a dollar.
But it might stop something. What if putting up the Border Patrol, I mean, just to go at your first excuse, what if the Border Patrol, the border fence that you're building results in more people pouring through certain sections of the border, increasing the chances for them getting picked up? What if it does result in more people getting picked up and having their freedom stolen from them? Then you're kind of responsible for that, aren't you?
Well, to some extent. That's why I wanted to call up and discuss.
Let's continue this discussion. Hang on,
I've
we're going to bring
question,
you back for
I've
more.
Good question too.
More with Nigel here. Somebody who is apparently believes in liberty, but at the same time is working to build the border fence.
Tough position to be in.
I guess it's akin to many of the liberty-oriented cops out there who continue to arrest people for drug possession. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then we need you to vote for Free Talk Live. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. If you haven't done it in the month of July, we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. A lot of our voters this month have been leaving comments, which is something we haven't really mentioned. But when you are voting, there's a little comment line, and if you want to leave a nice positive comment about Free Talk Live, that'd be cool too. Was reading some of them today, and I got all mushy inside, Mark. It was so nice. It was so nice.
Boy, you know, it's really something heavy, and it's all mushy inside.
Yeah. Anyway, so go to vote.freetalklive.com. You only need an email address, about a minute of your time, maybe even less than that. It's really simple, and it makes a big difference for us because your votes add up to put us to the top of the Podcast Alley charts. And we're not quite there yet. We're at number 2, not quite to number 1, so we do need your assistance. Vote.freetalklive.com. It's much appreciated. As we go back to Nigel in Texas, Nigel, who is apparently working for a company that's a contractor for the government in the whole process of building the border wall, and you've called in to discuss the apparent conflict of interest that particular job entails for somebody that believes in liberty and freedom to be actually working actively against the liberty and freedom of others. And Wayne, you had a question, I think. Did you want to get that
yes.
out before we go on?
Sure, Nigel. I had a question for you. Why do you suppose life in Mexico is so bad that these people feel like they have to come to the United States for refuge?
Well, I think they have a more corrupt government than we do, which means that their productivity is less rewarded. I think that recently the war on drugs has really destroyed northern Mexico, because, you know, and then we're sending more money to their corrupt army, as y'all were discussing earlier. Why do you ask?
Well, because I find it strange that we don't look at that we get all caught up in these evil Mexicans invading our country, when really we need to be talking about the big picture here and why they're coming. Because I don't think anybody leaves their country and their family and the place they grew up in to go in a new land where people don't speak their language lightly. I don't think they take that lightly. I mean, there has to be an extreme reason why they come here.
And, oh, definitely. No, I'm not anti-immigrant. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love immigrants. They... This state wouldn't have the economy that it does without them.
Nigel, you know, I understand where you're coming from, and I like the idea of a of freedom-oriented people, you know, people like you in positions like you're in.
But
I like,
how does it affect anything in this particular position?
I don't know.
If you're freedom-oriented as a cop, you can look the other way, and people can get off of, you know, if they get caught with marijuana, you just
look
the other
way. I like them everywhere, personally. So,
but if it doesn't have a real tangible effect on freedom, then it's nothing more than you're just feeling good for no reason.
But I like to be rigorous with myself, you know, from a moral aspect, and I'm going to try to be rigorous with you. I'm going to do you the same favor, Nigel.
All right.
So now, would you consider yourself a bad person or doing something bad if you were to do, say, let's say you do accounting for this company? I don't know what you do, but
I'm an engineer.
Okay.
I'm an engineering student, so it's a summer.
If you were hired by the mafia to do an engineering job for the mafia that you knew would be used in, you know, to harm people and do bad things for the mafia, would you feel bad about your enterprise, even if the mafia would do it anyway?
Well, and this is where, yes, slightly. And I feel slightly bad about this. What I think is it's about the same level as paying taxes. I think it's about that level of moral liability.
I concur with you.
I can't agree with that because it's more consensual. You've actually taken a job that conflicts directly with your viewpoints, whereas you could have taken any other manner of engineering related jobs that weren't.
And there are fewer engineers.
Actually, in my field, I'm an environmental engineer, and the vast majority of jobs are either for the government. Or companies that serve as extensions of the government.
How would
unfortunately,
would you feel differently? Here's another question. It's all right. If you're involved in engineering a fence, then would you feel differently if that fence was to surround a detainment camp, like a concentration camp? Would you feel differently then?
Yes, definitely.
Why? Why is that different? Because isn't this essentially a big going to turn the country into a big concentration camp?
No. Because the fence sucks.
Now, if you're sabotaging the fence, then I'm all for it, my friend.
Nigel, do you think the fence is really going to work?
No, not at all.
I see. Well, that might be one of the ways that you're justifying it to yourself, is you're just telling yourself, well, this fence is just a big joke, and so it doesn't matter that I'm extracting money from the federal government guys, because this isn't going to stop anybody.
Well, I mean, the money's getting printed anyways.
Yeah, good way to put it.
You know, and Walter Block actually had an interesting essay up on LouRockwell.com. I think it was Walter Block. And he had somebody had emailed him saying, you know, is it okay if I take, or my parents are encouraging me to take federal money for college.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, the more money, he kind of used the same argument that Ron Paul did when he kept the Stormfront dudes donations, of the more money taken away from evil people, put into the hands of good, the better. Now, it's a little bit different when I am kind of greasing their wheels.
Yeah, you're doing work for them.
So what's the hole in the fence? Why is it so easy to get through?
Well, I can't say.
Oh,
that.
That's
I,
fun.
I know.
You used your real name. You didn't have to do that. You could have called as somebody anonymous. But here's my other question then. All right, the last question, because I think you've made a persuasive case, certainly. But if you wouldn't build a fence for a detainment camp,
right,
and you're saying that this is a, you know, it's a joke fence, it's no problem, the immigrants are still going to get through, no big deal. But what about the Americans that are going to try to get out? What if things get really bad here? And
remember, Americans
aren't
as good with fences as Mexicans.
Right, right. Us lazy Americans, we don't want to jump fences. So you get this police state crackdown, the fence has been built, it's not really keeping anybody out so much, or they just stop coming because they don't want to come to the police state. And then Americans decide they've had enough of the police state, so they're ready to leave, but by that time you have to have all kinds of government permissions and paperwork and stuff like that to get out of the border.
You have to, right now you have to have a passport, you have to ask the government's permission, you know, even though a passport's really to get back in the country.
So,
but you also have to pay taxes.
At that point, your fence is going to keep people in the country.
And we should remember
that. Well, I would think the same people that can't figure out how to get through a fence would be the same people that would be trying to leave through the official ports of entry in the first place.
That said, though, you are making things more difficult on the people that are trying to leave.
Which is why I admitted that I have some level, I think there is some level of
absolutely,
a problem there, but I think it's fairly minor.
Well, remember that
because you're not trying to leave.
Then in Europe,
well, that is true.
What about the Great Wall, the Iron Curtain? That was originally built to keep the evil capitalists out.
That was not actually a wall, though. I mean,
well, the Berlin Wall was a real wall.
Yeah, well, the Berlin Wall was real, but there wasn't, you know, there was not an actual wall or border.
I don't know. I'd be interested
except
to hear
for Berlin.
I'd be interested to hear what some of our other listeners would have to add into this. I'm sure we've missed a few viewpoints. I'm sure we've overlooked a few options here, and so I'd like to open it up to anybody else to dial in tonight, even once you're off the phone, Nigel, and throw their ideas into the mix. Again, what are we missing? What sort of persuasive points aren't we making? I still think that while you're discounting the fence as though it's no big deal, you're the engineer building it, so you would know to be able to do that. At the same time, it
well,
is
actually,
going
I'm
to...
More doing, I'm doing the environmental planning so no critters get run over in the process.
It is going to result in more inconvenience for more people. And what it could also result in is, even though the fence is going to be circumventable, you could get around it, it will contribute more people into the arms of the coyotes. Because
that's
if you
true.
Can just go across the border right now, just walk across the border, you don't need to
Plenty
hire.
Many people have done it.
You don't necessarily need to hire somebody to do that. But if it gets more difficult, if there are more obstacles placed in those people's way, then more of them are more likely to go through the coyote route, which means they're going to enter into gangland, which means that they could be owned, they could be enslaved, they could be you could be contributing to putting more people in danger. So that's another aspect you might want to consider
right.
as you
right.
roll this
and,
over
yeah,
in your
I
mind.
I'd just like to close with a final thought that the, you know, the more ludicrous boondoggles that the federal government gets involved in, and this is one, faster it's all going to fall apart. And I'm beginning to see that more and more as a positive development.
Well, if it all falls apart, then I'm all in favor of that, and maybe your efforts can help that happen somehow. I'm looking on the best side of these things for you, Nigel, but at the same time, I feel like there could be people that you'll never see that will end up in the hands and the custody of the federal agents and could be molested, they could be harmed, they could be hurt.
I'm not quite so sure. I think that, I hear the points and I tried to be rigorous about this, but it's very difficult not to be involved in any way, shape, or form in supporting the federal government. I mean, we're doing a show on
but
the
to actively
airwaves.
Anybody who uses dollars.
Okay, that's true. Everybody's got their own level, but to actively be working on a project that is going to result directly in people being
I don't
enslaved.
Think saving the critters it really counts.
I see where you're coming from. Nigel, thanks for the thought-provoking call. We appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thank
and
you.
If you've got thoughts for Nigel, dial in. Coming up an hour or two, we'd love to hear your input. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.